Good afternoon, and welcome to Waste Matters on the Air, the show that talks about waste and how to prevent it. I'm your host, Rachel Van Wert, and today we're broadcasting from KMUZ, Mid-Valley Community Radio, 88.5 and 100.7 FM. As always, we have a great, wonderful, fun podcast for you today, and today is kind of an exciting one because we're talking a little bit about what happens when a whole community and city puts their efforts into looking to sustainability and how that really shapes not just policy, but the quality of living for everyone who is there. So today we are going to be talking to Chelsea Starner. She is the Public Works Coordinator for the City of Silverton, and I've gotten to work with her over the past year and a half now, looking at EarthWise certifications for several buildings in Silverton and also just some other fun projects. So before we jump in, I'm going to have Chelsea introduce herself, talk a little bit about what she does at Public Works, and then we are going to just talk all about making a city sustainable. Hi, Chelsea.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's exciting. It's too bad we don't get to do this in-house radio. We're doing it virtually, folks, but it's good to hear Chelsea's voice.
Yes, and someday soon I'll get to see you again when we can connect at the same time.
Perfect.
So, yes, I've worked for the City of Silverton for a little over 11 years, and I've worked for Public Works all but one of those years. I started out in the police department. Actually doing parking enforcement. That's how I got my foot in the door. And a majority of my time at the city has been with the maintenance division and parks and facilities, fleet, all of those activities. And I moved to the public works coordinator role just over a year ago. So in that role, I have continued to spend time with coordinating the facilities, with facility staff, and then tenants in the city-owned buildings, which I have done for many years, but now I'm doing some more projects like EarthWise and some other programs like that. So it kind of seemed natural for me to take on the EarthWise and other sustainability efforts within the city-owned facilities and parks. And my background is in natural resources. I have a bachelor's in natural resources. So sustainability is something that I'm really passionate about, and I enjoy working on projects that allow me to pull from that background and, give that to the community.
Great. And I really appreciate Chelsea. I mean, you and kind of the whole team, you guys do a lot with, I wouldn't say, you have a pretty decent sized staff, but for all that you guys do, many people wear many hats over there in Silverton. And I just have always appreciated, whether I'm talking to you or someone at City Hall or even some of the buildings that we've done the EarthWise certification, that everyone is so really excited and genuine about creating these programs. And both you and I know we come from backgrounds where maybe we've had new policies go in place and people do them because it's the policy and they have to. And It's really a fresh approach that so many people, when I connect with you guys over there, really just they're excited about this. They really want to give it a try, or they want to learn something new. And I just appreciate your whole team so much for that.
Well, thank you. We all love working with you, and you're right. And the city staff has been very accepting of going through and looking at our sustainability and making some changes. And so have the other groups that we've worked with that are mostly nonprofits within the city. They've all been great as well.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what has really struck me working with you guys, from your city council to city management. I mean, Silverton has worked you know, with the community and, like you said, some of those nonprofit other groups in the community to create this kind of sustainability model that's citywide. And I know you guys have a lot of projects that are sustainability or natural resource focused. And I wanted to know if you could share a couple of them with our listeners, or the ones that really hit home for you, maybe kind of like your favorite projects going on in Silverton right now.
Yeah, so like you said, the past few years have been pretty monumental in regards to the city's sustainability efforts. We've had several buildings designated as bike friendly, the Environmental Management Committee and City Council have worked with a local organization, Sustainable Silverton, to adopt the Silverton Energy Plan. And city staff have worked on a number of projects with University of Oregon's Sustainable Year City Program. So based off the work with Sustainable Silverton and Earthwise, we've been able to start a green team. We have staff members from several departments, and we identify areas where more sustainable options might be a possibility and come up with ideas to foster changes. This has been department-wide for the most part, and every department has been really great about trying to see ways that they can make changes. I've just been very pleased with the acceptance in our organization and the other organizations. It's kind of made it an easy job that isn't always easy. And for the city, it's, you know, we're different than an organization that's really office-based. We have some unique work environments, like our maintenance shops, which I'm hoping you're going to come out and do an assessment on with us soon.
Of course.
Yes, and so that environment's very unique. You have parks, you have fleet, utility workers. They're all sharing spaces, and I think that those areas are the ones that we need to think outside the box a little bit and have some flexibility. The city has been working on converting fleet to more energy efficient models, downsizing some of the larger trucks when we are replacing them that we don't have a need for that large of a vehicle. And we're looking at the future purchases, hybrids, electric. We're really trying to move toward that. And so, yeah, just overall the city and the community as a whole in the last several years have just been very energetic around the topic of sustainability. And it's been great to collaborate with everyone and see all of the growth, for the community.
Yeah, one of the things you hit on that I love to hit home about, so thank you for it. It's almost like the perfect little transition here, Chelsea. I always tell folks, whether you're working towards Earthwise certification or not, in your business, having a green team is really probably one of the best first steps you can do to look at what changes you want to make your business more sustainable. Because when you have people from different departments and different backgrounds coming together and kind of having all those fresh eyes on your systems, it's a really great way to almost triage. So like, what are the things that are super easy that we can look at right now? What are the things that maybe we can work on as a team? What are things that might take some investment in capital or might take, you know, management sign off? What are those little things to get us started? And before we jumped on the radio, Chelsea and I were talking a little bit about sometimes doing Earthwise certifications, and we find out things that we thought maybe were right and they're not. I would call it breaking the heart a little bit.
Right.
So could you just, I just love this story because that's just one of the things we find out, how I kind of broke Silverton's heart a little bit.
Right. So I think it was the first assessment that you did, which was probably at our City Hall location. And I remember walking by the recycle bin and we're so proud. Look at our recycle bin. So we have... And you saw the paper reams that go around our copier paper. You saw a few of those in the recycle bin, and you said, I hate to tell you this, but those have plastic in them, and they can't go in the recycle bin. And it was a little bit of a heartbreaker moment. And as I, after you left, I passed it on to people gently, and there was a lot of heartbreak. People did seem a little, because I think everyone, you know, we all try very hard, and we're trying hard. We're putting that in the recycle bin. And again, when we went to the library, on the assessment that you did at our Silver Falls library, the same thing happened there. And that time I broke it to them. You were there, but I broke it to them that yes, that's, we can't do that anymore. So yes, the effort is there, but sometimes we learn. I mean, Earthwise really does teach us a lot, and that was a learning opportunity.
Yeah, because I always say, you know, I want people who are passionate about this to have all the tools and information to do it the way it needs to be done. And it is one of those things that we don't think about. I was at a state building where they had very specific paper needs, and they had spent the money on 100% recyclable paper, which was awesome. They were committed to spending a little bit more for that, but the ream of it actually had double layered plastic. So it was 100% recyclable in double layered plastic reams. And so we all kind of just had that moment of aha. Sometimes we move towards the best alternative, knowing that sometimes it falls a little short, and that's mm-hmm. okay. But yeah, so Silverton, you guys have kind of been really just gaining momentum on having your buildings and your rental properties Earthwise certified. And you guys are very much like the State of Oregon Department of Administrative Services, looking at kind of having all of your buildings connected by this program. And so you've been through it with me. So I just mm-hmm. kind of wanted to pick your brain on what do you see of the benefits of a building going through this assessment and working towards the certification? And how have you personally found the whole project from start to finish, you know, just kind of working with this and talking with people?
Right. So as I mentioned before, we did start with our city hall. Where most of our staff works, our office staff works. And that was a pretty easy location. I was really excited for the challenge when the public works director had asked me to work with you on the Earthwise certifications. And what I found was the visuals that you provided for us, the stickers, the signs, the little recycling boxes to go under people's desks. That was a big conversation starter. So for, you know, all of the staff there was, you couldn't help but notice it. We had a lot of reminders everywhere. And I did think that everyone just started talking about recycling and sustainability. It was a good conversation starter. Every time you were standing by the copier and we had a new recycling bin or a sign. And so currently we just have a couple more city buildings that we haven't done an assessment on. So we're about 95%, I'd say, of our city buildings, city-owned buildings are Earthwise certified. And this includes the wastewater and water treatment plants and our community pool. So those are some of the more unique type of locations. In addition, we've worked with the organizations housed in city buildings. So our tenants or organizations that are leasing our buildings. So we've worked with a number of them, the community pool, like I mentioned, the art association, the community center, which houses a number of the city's nonprofits. All of those have been certified at this point. And so all of the organizations that are there are also practicing these best practices that Earthwise has taught us to do. So that's been, it really is great. It's not, we haven't just done it within one little part of our organization. We really, you know, with the public works director's guidance, we really have gone out and tried to spread this to as many organizations as we can. And they've been so receptive. They've been great. I'm sure you would, you've been there. So,
yeah.
So walking through with us, but, the library was a really great walkthrough for me. I don't get a whole lot of opportunities to go to the library. They really do their own, management of that facility. So it's one that I go into less, but when we did the walkthrough at the library, it was exciting to see that they had so many green sustainable practices in place. But they were really open to making some other changes, working in collaboration with the city to try to find products, that will work for them. And they also have just done a great job of modernizing and increasing energy efficiency, in some of the projects that they've done. So I just, that was one of my favorites that you and I have been on together in the past year. I just, you know, they're all great. Everyone's been so receptive.
Yeah, I loved going to the library. And if you haven't been to the Silverton Public Library, you really should check it out. You have a lot of knowledgeable people there, not just about books, but like as Chelsea was saying, other things about ideas around sustainability and how to make the library stay as warm and welcoming as it is and still be super energy efficient. That was a great one. My other favorite one actually too was the wastewater treatment plant.
Mm-hmm.
That to me, because I really didn't understand the wastewater process.
Most people don't.
I've got a little more like, I wouldn't win Jeopardy at all.
But maybe we could give you an honorary certificate. Now have done the tour and you do understand the process.
There you go. I kind of have a little more than when I went in. But it's a lot to do. And actually, you know, that kind of the, wastewater treatment plan kind of, you know, from that whole system standpoint, you know, changes that came from Earthwise and were enhanced in your buildings or the building maintenance. I think the conversation around a Green Party certified cleaners kind of started there. Because mm-hmm. we walked in and we were like, wow, this is, you know, we had a really great janitorial crew who wanted to do the best. And, you know, thinking about, the places that he had to clean and being mm-hmm. in such close contact with, you know, really not great chemicals kind of opened that discussion. So I was hoping you could talk a little bit about how you guys have embraced the green cleaners across the city.
Yeah, so we, I've mostly been in charge of doing that ordering for most of our facilities. Some of the facilities did some of their own ordering. That's kind of what you're talking about. So it gave us an opportunity to have the conversation to continue to standardize that process. We did come up with a city policy. So we do have a green cleaning administrative policy now. And that gives everyone guidance. So even if you're, you know, in a different building or you're not, our janitorial services is not there and someone else is doing it, it does give you that, that guidance toward what products you should be using. You know, just all of the factors in that policy, which are more than just using a green product, but they really are about, you know, the environmental health, our health, what we're touching and breathing. And, so that standardization has happened. And, it, even for me, I had already been purchasing quite a few green cleaning products for our janitorial crew. crew. But I dug deeper and I got some resources from you that I didn't have before. So we've been, really, really pleased at what we're able to use. The products, they feel healthier. I'm someone who has some breathing issues of my own, and I can just feel the difference in our buildings just, by making some of those changes in products. And we know that they're sustainable. So they're coming, they're being made in a sustainable way. And, that makes us feel really great as a city. And I think for the community as a whole, it's a good, we really should be doing the best practices at the city so that we can encourage others in the community to do that.
Mm-hmm. And again, I mean, that's really one of the things, Chelsea, I love working with you and the city. It's not just like, hey, for this certification, we need green cleaners, poof, done. You guys really have that, deeper dive into it. And like you said, healthy communities, if people are having to breathe things in that are hormone disruptors and thyroid disruptors and, should be handled with gloves and, burns and all of those things. When we remove them out where we can, and obviously there are some places where certain chemicals for sterilization or things with the pool have to happen. But how then do we negate in the rest of the space where it is less toxic? And I have appreciated you guys really thinking of that as a, from a health standpoint and from a saving standpoint and from the sustainability, kind of doing the whole life cycle of your green cleaners. And that's just been wonderful. See, and I'm so glad when I hear people say, that they feel better, like they can walk into a bathroom and after it's been cleaned and not feel like they're choking or coughing.
Right.
Or even, like you said, we were talking about the library and the fact that, you guys have an amazing kids area and, we have stuff that's can clean and take care of all the viruses and be really healthy, but we don't have to worry about little hands all over things that maybe are absorbing something they shouldn't. So it's just awesome to see all of that with you guys.
Thank you.
And then kind of looking at the whole thing that we've been doing, do you have a personal favorite or a personal favorite project that you're most excited about or most proud about for Silverton?
Well, so we've done several things. One thing that's outside the box of our interior and our green cleaning is that we did start an urban forestry program and have become a Tree City USA. So the city council has really put importance on getting more of our street trees and just encouraging people to plant trees in the right place in the community, which of course has the benefit of reducing electricity needs and assisting with stormwater management. A project that we have coming up that's really exciting, we're in the architectural design stage, is that the city is designing a new civic center and police department. Sustainability has been a primary consideration in the design. The Sustainable Year City Program students that I mentioned that staff have been working with on several projects have prepared a report on passive heating strategies for the new building.
Oh, wow.
So that's, it's a blank slate. It's really exciting. We're looking at low impact development, stormwater design to see if that's going to be feasible. And so the city council and some community members and city staff are all having conversations about the design of that facility and grounds right now. And the other thing that will present us with is the opportunity to purchase sustainably manufactured office furniture, energy efficient equipment if we're having to replace things, and just to set up spaces to promote sustainable practices. We'll have employee spaces and, we can make space now to have food waste bins and things that right now we may just have to try to find a corner and cram it in there. We have some opportunity to set that up. And so that's really exciting for the community, for the staff members. It's not something that happens every day.
Right. And I am excited to kind of follow that project. So Chelsea, if folks wanted to learn a little more about Silverton and some of your projects or some of the sustainability, is there a specific place on the web or social media that they can access?
Yes. So the city's green team publishes a quarterly newsletter, and we share the sustainability efforts of city staff and departments. And you can find our newsletters and all the information about the programs that I've talked about and our committees and Earthwise, of course, on our city's website at silverton.or.us/environmental. And we are also on Facebook and Twitter and share materials there and try to share things from Marion County Environmental Services. So you can look for posts there as well.
Great. And thank you so much for joining me. Like I said, I can't wait till we can actually kind of in person. It might be an elbow bump or something
right.
for a picture, but I can't wait for us to actually get to connect face to face again. Everyone who joined us, thank you for tuning in and wanting to learn more about sustainability. And until we have our next show, take care and be well.
Thank you.